Psalm 46 is particularly appropriate at a time like this, and I'm going to read it to us now. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come, see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress.
So we wanted to call today Hope When It Hurts, because the reality is that life hurts. And this week has hurt. It's hurt so many of us. And, you know, for Amanda and Colin and Carrie and Ben and Reg and the rest of the family, our hearts really go out to you at this time, and our prayers are so with you at this time. It's really been an earthquake event. I think when things like that happen in life, and things like this happen in life, I tend to refer to them as earthquake events. Do you know the sort of things I mean, Sally? Those things that suddenly come out of nowhere and shake us.
Yeah, and sometimes it can be one thing on top of another. Yeah. So for us, for example, 6 years ago, my mother died, and the very next day we moved house. Mm. It was an absolutely crazy week, and it was exactly like an earthquake in our lives.
Yeah, and they can be things that are quite small in some ways. It can be an earthquake can feel like your car breaking down at the wrong time, an exam not going the way you want it to, right up to the tragic events that have happened this week, or the other losses that we're all experiencing at the moment. But the thing that I want us to hold on to is that we can find some hope in these moments when life hurts. And I'm really conscious that I don't want to give any neat, nicely packaged answers today, because the truth is that there often isn't. There aren't easy answers as to why these things happen and to where we can find God in them. But I think there are some important truths that I want us to just quickly reflect on today together. And the first one that I want us to think about is this idea that God knows what is going on. He knows what has happened this week. He knows what is going to happen. And none of what's happened has gone unnoticed by God. He sees and he knows. And, you know, at times when life does hurt, it's good to know that other people notice what's going on. That's why sympathy cards are so important, or a text message to somebody, or a phone call, or when we can, being able to drop around and see people is so important. Just that sense that other people know what's going on, that we're not living it in isolation. And God knows what is going on. But more important than that, God doesn't just know what is going on. It matters to him that these things have happened. He's moved by them. He has compassion for what goes on. The Bible says several times about how God has compassion. And the word compassion, when it's broken down into two parts, is the words com and passio. And com means with, and passio means to suffer. So not only does God know, but he suffers with us. It matters to him what's going on. There's this fantastic verse in Psalm 56 that says this: "You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book." Isn't that an incredible picture of how our suffering and our hurts matter to God? He's intimately involved. This incredible picture of God collecting our tears. How close do you have to come to somebody to collect their tears? This is what God does. And he records them. It matters to him. When life hurts, there's hope, because God knows and he has compassion in those moments. Not only that, but God doesn't just come close and know and see what goes on, but he sticks around as well. God stays when life hurts. He walks through suffering with us. You know, one of the unique things about the Christian faith is that we're the only faith that has a concept that God walks through and suffers with us in moments that hurt. And our God knows what it is to suffer. And he walks and he stays with us in those moments. Psalm 139, again, David writes this. He says this: "I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there." Now, what we learn from those verses is that the heavenly moments of life, the good moments, the moments where we're celebrating, God is there. But also those low moments, the hurting moments, the grave moments of life, the darkest moments, God is there with us as well. He walks through suffering with us. He stays with us. You know, there might be moments where we wonder where he is, and I'm sure many of us have had those questions this week, and we'll go on over the coming weeks and months wondering sometimes, where are you, God? Now, we might question where he is, but it's here that we have the hope of God's word that says he is right there with us. And, you know, sometimes the truth and holding on to the truth is more important than holding on to how we feel and our emotions, which can go up and down. The truth is that God is there with us when life hurts, and that brings hope. In that animation that we watched just a few moments ago, I don't know if you noticed, but the final part just talks about how God stays with us through the hurting moments of life. It said this: "Yet when I turn, you turn. When I reach, you reach. And in the searing burn, you wait for me. Dress my tears in kisses, cradle my grief, touch me in the silence, hold me in the heat, and when the raging's rush drown me in defeat, I make my bed of dust, and you lie with me." You know, sometimes life will bring these moments up where it feels like, yeah, we've made a bed in dust, and we're in despair. Or there's raging heat and we feel like we're overwhelmed. But that line there that says that you lie with me, God chooses to come alongside. He stays with us and he lies down with us when life hurts. And just finally, before we move on, the last bit of hope I want to bring us at this time is that God understands. He knows and he has compassion, and he stays with us when life hurts. Why does he do that? Because he understands. Jesus, when he was here on earth, lived the full life of a man, and so he went through grief and loss and hurt just the same as we do. There's that bit in the Gospels where Jesus loses his friend Lazarus. He's died, and that short verse in Scripture that says Jesus wept. He knows what it is to face the hurt of losing a friend. Jesus knows the pain of friends deserting him At that moment where he needed his friends most, just before he was arrested and they've fallen asleep and left him. He knows what it is to have people, you know, not sticking by him. And of course, Father God knows what it is to lose a child. He watched his son die on the cross. God understands what we're going through. He's not distant. He's close. He knows what it's like to hurt. He has compassion when we're hurting. He stays when we're hurting. And he does all that because he gets it. He understands. And for me, those reflections bring us some hope when life hurts. Sally, you're going to pray for us.
Yeah, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to you now with all of our fears, all of our worries, in all our joy and sadness. And we come as we are, because we know that you see us truly as we are, and that you love us unconditionally. Lord, we thank you that you have promised to be close to the brokenhearted and to draw near to us if we draw near to you. And so we come now with open hands and wounded hearts, asking you to meet with us, to heal us, to sustain us, and to set your eternal hope afresh in our hearts. We pray especially today for Megan's family, her mum and dad, Amanda and Colin, her sister Carrie with Mark, brother Ben with Danielle, and her nieces Evie and Ava, and their wider family and friends. We pray too for Pat Lynn, her sons and their families, for Julie Alston and the family, and for Richard and Denise Pink and their family, and the families of others known to us who've recently died. Would you surround them with your love? Would you hold them in your arms? And would you carry them through the coming days, weeks, months and years in the power of your Holy Spirit? When someone dies, it naturally reminds us of loved ones that we've lost. And Lord, as we remember them, as we bring to mind shared memories and better times, we ask that you would comfort us, Lord, as only you can. Would you wrap us with your presence and fill the empty spaces of our heart with the fullness of your love for us? We know that none of us truly knows what tomorrow may bring. But in our uncertainty and perhaps even fear for the future, we look to your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we might hold on to and be reassured of your goodness and faithfulness. The Bible tells us that he will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Help us to put our trust in you and to anchor our faith in you alone. Thank you for taking on flesh and dwelling among us, for taking our pain and bearing our sorrows, so that you might not just know our suffering, but that you might be able to deliver us from it. We thank you for the living hope that we find in Jesus, and that because of your love for us, we can take each day with all of its joys and heartaches and know that you're there with us. We hold on to your promise that one day we will also have eternity with you. So, Lord, hear our prayers. Would you bind up our hearts and would you fill us afresh with your love and your presence?